Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Have you ever made mistakes in investing? What if you could go back and get a second chance? Well, you can, and we're going to let Robert Kiyosaki tell you about it today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Are you ready to profit in paradise? Hi, it's Robert Helms. And if you think real estate investing means tenants, toilets, and termites, think again. Located just a short plane ride from the U.S., a virtually untouched paradise awaits. The beautiful country of Belize. When you go to Belize with the Real Estate Guys, you'll spend four fabulous days discovering one of the most intriguing real estate markets I've ever seen. With its jungle rainforests, pristine beaches, and 81-degree turquoise water, Belize is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Plus, it's considered one of the top seven tax havens in the world. And why U.S. real estate continues to drop, Belize property is on the rise, and many experts think the best is yet to come. But don't just take my word for it. Come experience Belize firsthand at our upcoming investor field trip. When you join us, you'll discover the many reasons we love Belize, like tremendously undervalued beachfront land, super low taxes, ease of doing business, and so much more. Get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Just click on events. See paradise for yourself. Click events at realestateguysradio.com, and I'll see you in beautiful Belize.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Joining me as usual, co-host, financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
And joining us this week, the man we call the godfather of real estate, Bob Helms.
Robert, Russ, always awesome to be here with you guys.
Absolutely. If my voice sounds a little hoarse, it's because we've just spent a couple of days in the secrets of successful syndication. Oh my goodness, what an amazing, amazing time we had. Tons of great new friends and meeting old listeners. It's great to see everybody.
Actually, they're not all old. We do have some young listeners, too.
Many young listeners, but old friends, young listeners.
So yeah, no, it's great. I mean, one of our favorite things, probably our favorite thing in being in the business we're in, is the opportunity to hang out with the people that we actually talk to every week on the podcast and the radio show. So we really appreciate all of you that took the time and made the investment to come out and be a part of the event. Thank you so much.
You know, it's so important you get out to the live events and you meet people. And we talk about the difference between content, what you learn at a seminar, and context, who you are when you learn it and why it matters. And this event draws such great, great folks.
You know, it was so much fun. I hope that the folks who came had as much fun as I did.
Yeah.
It was amazing. First of all, we did get to meet a lot of listeners, people who've been listening to the show for several years, who introduced themselves. We also had a lot of people we'd never met who didn't know us. It was really an inspiring seminar because the content was amazing, but the element of the people who were there and their interaction with each other demonstrated exactly what you want to happen at every seminar you go to.
Well, we love these events because the people that come out are the right people, and that's it, because it's a screening process, right? It's not inexpensive to come, and you've got to make travel arrangements and hotel and all that. And yeah, it would be easier just to read a book, and you absolutely need to read books. But then you have to get that knowledge out in the marketplace, and there's always surprises. We met some listeners that had been listening for 2, 3, 5 years. We met a gal who first came to a Real Estate Guys seminar in 2003. How cool was that? And we had another nice surprise that nobody expected. On day one, just before lunch, Robert Kiyosaki showed up to say hi.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously one of the most exciting things about being in the business we're in is the people we get to meet, the people we get to spend time with. And over the years, we've become friends with Robert and Kim and all of the Rich Dad advisors. We spent a lot of time with them. They came on the summit a few years back, and that was a ton of fun. Kenny speaks regularly at the Secrets of Successful Syndication. And, you know, it's really important. You know, Ken McElroy, somebody asked Ken one time, kind of, what is your secret to success? If you could go back in time and say one thing to a young Ken McElroy based on everything you've done and everything you've accomplished, what is the most important thing you could do to change the direction of your life and improve yourself? And he said, change the people you hang out with.
Right.
And I know for us, you know, this whole concept of second chance, it's no secret that we got a bit blindsided by what happened. I mean, you know, I pay attention to the financial markets. I was in the mortgage business. And yet I really didn't understand what was going on at the macro level and the mortgage-backed securities and all of that. And all of a sudden, bam, you know, it hit. My mortgage business just got crushed. And I took a big hit on my real estate portfolio and in a lot of ways, just my ego and my confidence, which was actually a good thing in hindsight. It hurt, but getting pounded down, just like when we went and saw Donald Trump, right, at the Iowa Expo. And I was in the press room and I got a chance to ask Mr. Trump a question in the interview session. And I asked him, you know, you've been through a lot of ups and downs in different market cycles. What did you learn in the ups and what did you learn in the downs? And he said, well, I really didn't learn that much in the ups, but in the down is where I really got all the lessons. That's where all the best lessons are. And for me personally, you know, the downtime, as bad as it was, has turned out to be one of the richest times as far as making my roots go deep. And a big part of that was taking Ken McElroy's advice to really put attention on putting ourselves in an opportunity to spend time with some of the smartest people out there, people who saw what happened, who were predicting it for the right reasons, who were out there telling the story that we weren't paying enough attention to or maybe had never heard of at all. And since then, of course, we've really put a lot more emphasis in the show about reaching out to those people and creating opportunities, not just for us to spend time with them, but to share those people with our listeners who are willing to take the time and invest the money to come out and visit with us live.
Absolutely. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen, right? We were just honored that Robert happened to be in town and knew we were doing the event and popped by and said hello, came up on stage and talked about the importance of raising capital, which really is the heart of syndication, and told the story of the way that the cash flow game was launched was by raising private capital. They raised $250,000 to build and design and create and produce the first copies of the game. Within a short period of time, they were able to not only recoup their costs, but pay their investors 4-1. $1 million they paid back, and as in his words, bought back our company. So now they owned it exclusively. The investors made a great return. That, of course, has gone on to be a great business for Rich Dad. But even more so, that product has changed people's lives by people playing the game and learning financial literacy.
We had a lot of people there that were super excited about Robert being there. I talked to two of them who said while he was on stage, they were texting their friends and family because they were so excited about that unexpected opportunity.
Well, I think one of the things that was really great, Robert, is just, you know, when he was standing in the back of the room and nobody knew he was there.
Right.
And you're talking about him and you ask everybody in the room, you know, if you can legitimately say that the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad has changed your life for the better, stand up. Probably 80% of the room stood up.
It was amazing.
And so you're from the front of the room looking out over this crowd, and in the back of the room, you're watching Mr. Kiyosaki, right? And he's standing there. And then, of course, you, ladies and gentlemen, meet the best-selling financial author in the history of the world, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. And then from the back of the room, what I could see was when everybody turned around
right.
and saw him. And the look on their faces when they recognized that he was actually there. I mean, because there was, what, 125 people in the room. So it wasn't like this gigantic sea. A lot of times when Mr. Kiyosaki speaks, he's in front of 1,000 people, 500 people, 2,000 people, big, big, big events. So this was very intimate. It was very casual. He came up and, you know, you guys, he did his onstage talk, which was fabulous. And, of course, one of the things he talked about was this new book, Second Chance, which really struck a chord for me, as I shared earlier. Because, you know, I am so happy to live in a land of second chances and to live a life of second chances because this is probably my fourth or fifth chance. I mean, but that's really what it's all about. It isn't that you get knocked down. That's not what it is. It's that you choose to get back up again. The things that he was talking about, how he started his business and all the things he's gone through. And then you realize as we hang out with some of these uber successful people that they all share something in common. Every single one of them, even Donald Trump, has had major setbacks and they get the lesson and they go forward better and stronger and come out much better. And the world is better for the lessons they learn and the things they're willing to share with people.
I'm going to guess that a lot of folks listening to this podcast this week have been there. They've been through the muck. They've maybe tried to invest or start a business or had a partnership and it hasn't gone well. Maybe you're not putting enough money away. Maybe your 401k became a 201k and you got out of the stock market and then the stock market ran up. Or maybe you're in the stock market now and you're about to get fleeced. Wherever you are, life is uncertain, and the only thing that is certain is change. Robert Kiyosaki has a brand new book out called Second Chance, for your money, your life, and our world. And it's about that. It's about what happens when it all goes bad, the past of what's happened here in the U.S., where we are today, and then a little bit of the future. So we're very excited to have Mr. Robert Kiyosaki on the program today to talk about his new book. When we come back, we'll say hello to Robert Kiyosaki today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe of Paradigm Life. Over the last few years, I've had the privilege of sharing the services of Paradigm Life with you loyal Real Estate Guys Radio listeners through our website, www.beyourbank.com, and also on the annual Investor Summit at Sea. Subsequently, we have seen a variety of financial situations across the socioeconomic spectrum and how everyone, regardless of their situation, would improve their financial lives by following the system we specialize in. As a result of this experience, we have created an online e-learning system so anyone without obligation can learn about the infinite banking concept. This free e-learning program is found on our website, www.beyourbank.com. So check it out today. The website again is www.beyourbank.com.
Hi, this is Jim Rickards, author of Currency Wars and the Death of Money, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, the number one downloaded podcast on real estate investing. It is always good to get around the big brains, and our good friend, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, is back with us. How are you, sir?
Well, you're very generous with that. How many years has it been I've been on your program? Like we say, I was on your program before I was Robert Kiyosaki.
Way back
I was
then.
Even well-known.
Yeah, I think
we've been talking about the same subject.
We're pretty much the same. We're still talking about, right? Debt and taxes and all that good stuff. We 2002 was the first time you were on.
Wow, it's a long time.
On the program.
Thank you.
So always good to have you on, my friend. And it seems like every time we get you on the radio, you've got a new book. And a book has just come out called Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. So tell us about the book.
Well, thank you for the plug here. Second Chance is kind of the real reason. It is the real reason I'm in this business. I invest in real estate. And, you know, Ken McElroy and I are partners, who's my real estate advisor. And I've been in real estate for years, but I really suck at it. But as an entrepreneur, you know, I make a lot of money in the rich dad company. But if I don't invest in real estate, I give it to the government.
Right.
So Second Chance is really the big picture of why I'm in this business of financial education. Because, you know, my typical gripe has been, why don't we have financial education in our schools? And it's not a mistake. Second Chance was written about this financial crisis. Part one is about the past. You know, how do you understand the past? And the thing I did, what was difficult about Second Chance, is I had to put it into pictures. You know, a picture's worth 1,000 words. And instead of putting 1,000 words, I might have put 100 pictures. And all they are graphs on the economy. And what it does, so you can just look at the picture and you go, oh my God. And you'll see the, you know, poverty going up in America and yet via food stamp usage. And you go look at that and you go, it's been going on for years. And they say, oh, the economy's fine. You go, well, poverty is going up. More and more people are on food stamps because they can't make ends meet. And another chart will show you the graph of the middle class just getting hammered. And so I don't say it in words. You can look at the picture. So your 10-year-old kid could look at it. Oh, my God. And there are a couple of telltale ones. You say, well, go to school, get, you know, and get nothing. Well, you go to school, and what you'll see is student loan debt from Sallie Mae. This is a Fed chart showing student loan debt going through the ceiling. At the same time, the corresponding chart shows that the income for college graduates going down. You know? So you kind of go, oh, my God. So Second Chance was put into pictures so you could understand the past and how we get to the present. Part two is the present. And what I'm saying is you can only make changes in the present. And when you look at the present, you know, as most people are going to do nothing. You know, I know that. It's called the 90-10 rule of money.
Yep.
You know, 10% of the people always make 90% of the money, and 90% of the people make 10%. And that goes, even they'll read Second Chance and 10% will get really rich, and 90% will say, well, it was a nice book.
Right.
You know? So that's the present, and then part three is the future. And I've had to rewrite this. I was telling you guys before we got on this program, I've had to rewrite this book 5 times because the future is pretty hard to predict, you know what I mean? But we are going down. We are going to have a currency collapse. middle class will be tanked. But the difference is that the upper middle class will be wiped out also because they're in the stock market.
Right.
You know, that, so they're going to get hammered. Of course, they're not going to do anything. So rather than just be doom and gloom, part three became, what is financial education? Because the Fed is printing as much money as Germany did back in 1918, 1923. The charts, you know, you compare Germany in 1918 and you compare the U.S. in 2018, let's say, 100 years, it's the same chart. They're just printing like crazy. We're not doing anything different. So I'm not trying to tell anybody anything. Say, look at the future. And part three of Second Chance goes, if cash is trash, then what is financial education? And as you know, every Wall Street person is out there saying, well, you should go to school and get a job. You know, and if you have a job, you'll pay the highest taxes. The yep. people that pay the highest taxes are employees, savers, and guys in 401ks. We all know that, but yet they keep saying go to school and get a job. The second part of part three is the idea that what is financial education is exactly opposite of what they teach you in school. In school, they teach you don't make mistakes, but the three of us here are classic examples of guys who make a lot of mistakes and just keep going.
Right? Yeah.
How else do you learn? You know, I learned to walk by falling down. I learned to ride a bicycle by falling down. And I learned to be an entrepreneur by falling down. Yet our schools say, don't make mistakes, because if you make mistakes, you're stupid. And if you work in corporate America, you make a mistake, you're fired. You know, so the poor schmo who went to school and got a job and has his money in savings, 401ks, is getting hammered. And, you know, and as you know, you guys, I met you years ago when I said your house is not an asset. And, you know, as real estate guys, they go, I know what I'm talking about. Your house is not an asset. Your house right. is a big, stupid liability. Yet I own about 6,000 apartment houses,
right?
Apartment units, right? So I'm not saying real estate is bad. I'm saying being stupid is bad.
Such a good point.
Yeah. And so Second Chance is really about the past, present, and the future being financial education, but it's opposite of what they teach you in school. For example, I don't save money. Why would I save money when they're printing it? Why would I count on Social Security when you and I know the entitlement mentality of America is between 100 trillion to $200 trillion. That's Social Security, Medicare, and Obamacare. And here we have all these Americans, oh, I'm going to get Social Security and Medicare and Obamacare, and I'm going to retire. Well, what I'm saying in Second Chance is the baby boomers will be America's baby busters. They're going to go broke. So the good news is you can do something, but unfortunately, as I said, 90% will do nothing. But anyway, I wrote Second Chance anyway for those who want to find out what's going to happen.
Well, and a few will, right? Someone will always take the chance to read something new, get a new idea. And I think your teaching in a lot of ways has helped a ton of people take what seems complex and be easy to understand. I mean, I think yeah. one of your hallmarks is making the complex seem simple.
Yeah, which is why I didn't do well in school. But I took this test called the Kolbe test, and it said, your genius is making things simple. I said, that's why you don't do well in school. Because in school, they take simple, make it complex. You know, they take 1 + 2 and turn it into calculus. And I had 3 years of calculus, and I still don't know what I learned.
Right. Job security for teachers, I suppose, yeah. right? Well, and it is, you know, today you really do have to take the reins. It's self-education. It's not classic education. And today you've got to first understand the context and then the content, which is another thing I appreciate about you, Robert, is that you don't just teach a subject. It's always in the proper context.
Yeah, context is kind of the environment. It's the framework. You know, for example, it's sometimes called your environment you live in.
Yep.
So if you went to school, that environment is very hostile to people like us.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to sit there and listen to a teacher I don't respect. They're not that they're bad people. But I asked my calculus teacher in the third year, I said, will I ever use this stuff? He goes, no. I said, why am I studying it? And that was it's the context. Or, you know, if you want to get healthy, you go to the gym. You know, that context will make you healthy. Now, you want to get fat and hoggy, just do what I did during Super Bowl. Watch TV, eat pizza and chicken wings and drink beer. You know, I love the Super Bowl. It's my favorite context. So the point here is this. If you change your context, you can change your life. if I, like, I want to go healthy, I go to the gym. I want to get sick, I go see my doctor. Because
right.
they always find something wrong with me and going, but I felt good coming in here. I feel terrible going out. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So one of the lessons is you can change your context. You can change your life. That's a big point.
Now, how do you get to that point? I mean, one of the things is you have to get new ideas. You have to get around people that are going places and doing things. You've always been a big proponent of surrounding yourself with advisors, people that know a specific area of information that maybe you don't.
Well, go to the context, okay? In the classroom, I was very cooperative at test time, you know what I mean? Which the teacher called cheating.
Right.
I sat next to, all the way through school, I sat next to this very smart girl named Sylvia. And at test time, I just looked over and saw what Sylvia wrote down, and I'd write that. Well, in school, that context is called cheating. In the real world, that's called cooperation.
Exactly. Teamwork.
And that's why I have the Rich Dad advisors like Kenny McElroy, who always works with you, and Tom Wheelwright, who's a CPA, and Josh and Lisa Lannon, you know, who are always on your cruises and all this stuff. So the way you get smart is you hang out with people smarter than you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really rocket scientists. I don't have to be very smart. I just have to know smart people. Like, you don't want me to do your taxes.
But probably not.
And you don't want me to do your legal work. You know, so I hang out with Garrett Sutton, who does the legal side. But in school, that's called cheating. It's really interesting. It's a context of school. The other context is the context of an employee. You know, go to school, get good grades, and then, you know, you want job security, job security. And you guys at Real Estate Guys are about not job security, but financial freedom. Now, you say that to somebody who is the context of job security, an employee. You know, you're the devil. You're the devil incarnated. I'm going to close my ears and go, la, 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 don't talk to me. You know, I have a secure job. Social Security is going to be there, and my 401k is going to keep me alive when I retire. I said, well, you must believe in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus also. You know what I mean? But many people live in la, la land, as we all know, and that's their context. That's their choice. You know, the government will take care of me, which is my poor dad's attitude. My rich dad says, man, the government can't even take care of themselves. How can they take care of me? So those are contexts. Those are mindsets, you can call them.
Our guest today is Robert Kiyosaki. He's got a brand new book out called Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. More from Robert when we come back. We'll also play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Memphis, Tennessee is a market that delivers in more ways than one. As home to FedEx, Memphis is one of the largest distribution hubs in the world. That means working class jobs. No wonder Memphis is one of the best cash flow real estate markets in America. And the guy in Memphis who can deliver great affordable cash flow turnkey properties is Terry Kerr at Mid-South Home Buyers. Contact Terry through the resource section at realestateguysradio.com. And be sure to order Terry's Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing. It's free. Just send your request to turnkey@realestateguysradio.com. That's turnkey@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Have fun. You'll learn something.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station, all the time at realestateguysradio.com, in our 19th year of broadcast, and about our 14th with Mr. Kiyosaki. So always good to have you on the program, my friend. great stuff in this book. Before we continue our interview, it's time to play Real Estate Trivia, a chance for you to win a prize, which is an autographed copy of Second Chance by Robert Kiyosaki, and it could get even better than that. As soon as you hear the question and know the answer, you're going to send us your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com, trivia@realestateguysradio.com. The first person to win is going to win an autographed copy of this fabulous book, Second Chance, personally autographed to them. Before we give you this week's trivia question, let's look at last week's question. It was this: as you know, the D.C. in Washington, D.C. stands for District of Columbia, and it's called that because it was built on the land of the Territory of Columbia, which is a 10-square-mile piece of land that used to be part of Virginia and Maryland. Who is the Territory of Columbia named after? The answer, Christopher Columbus. Here's this week's real estate trivia question. You probably know that Robert grew up in the Hawaiian Islands. There's lots of Hawaiian Islands, though. Which Hawaiian Island did Robert Kiyosaki grow up on? If you know or want to take a guess, send us your best answer to trivia@realestateguysradio.com, trivia@realestateguysradio.com, and include your name and mailing address. It has to be your real mailing address because we're going to send you a physical copy of the book, and it has to be your real name because he's going to sign it to you. We're going to take this book with us on the Investor Summit at Sea, where Robert and Kim are going to show up, and we're going to get him to sign it just to you if you're today's winner. So that is the question. Which Hawaiian island did Mr. Kiyosaki grow up on? That's today's real estate trivia question. We're in the studio with Robert Kiyosaki and a prolific author. It always seems like you're working on something. And my sources have told me there's another book coming.
It's actually Mona, who you've met, who is my third wife. I have Kim, Christina, and Mona.
Yes.
And I love women because they keep me moving, which is great. So, there's actually two more books. One is called Rich Spirit. Now, I'm not really religious, but I'm going to be talking about the power of your spirit. You know, it's called willpower, or it's called team spirit, or in the Marine Corps, which I served in, was called the esprit de corps.
Yeah.
And the reason most people are poor and unhappy is because their spirit is weakened. Just as your body can get damaged, so can your spirit be damaged. And as all three in this room, all we all know, you go to court or you have people screw you in business and all that, your spirit takes a huge hit. So from about 2007 to the present, you know, sitting in a trial, listening to people lie, it just crushed my spirit. So what kept me going was my spirit. So if you're going to go from poor to middle class or middle class to rich, it's really a spiritual endeavor more than a mental, physical, or emotional endeavor.
Yeah.
And we all have scars on our bodies. We also have emotional scars, but we also have spiritual scars. When I was in Vietnam, I came back spiritually scarred. And that was the thing that I just lost faith in my country. So I was being lied to. And I was like, so why am I out here killing people? It was 1972. We were losing the war. We all knew we were losing. The NVA was coming across the DMZ, the militarized zone. And we knew we were going to get our butts kicked. I'm going, why am I killing them and they're going to kill us? For what? And we've lost our will to win. We all knew America was giving up. Do you know what I mean? Just like when President Bush came back and after Desert Storm, he says, mission accomplished. I said, you idiot. I mean, I'm not Republican or Democrat, but we've been fighting a holy war since the year 1000. You know, the Crusades are still alive and well. You know, we were fighting in Afghanistan, or at least England was, back in the 1800s. And we're still fighting those guys. You know, so this is a holy war. It really is a jihad. And unfortunately, we're losing. The reason is you cannot fight a technology war, which is what ISIS and those guys, they're using a cell phone, with military-industrial complex. You know, and then we have in America, the same thing went on in Vietnam. You know, we can't kill them. I mean, I hate to say this, as a former Marine, if you say, well, we're not going to kill you, they say, well, good, we'll kill you.
Right.
And it's not kill or be killed, it's stupidity, if I'm saying. I didn't want to kill anymore because we weren't going to win anyway. And so that just to keep killing people and building weapons and all that, it's nuts because, you know, the American empire is over. I hate to say that. You know, we're losing our power. And the longer we fight, it gets more expensive. There's got to be another way. Either we go after them and fight them by saying we won't tolerate it, but to just sit around and go, oh, will treat them nicely. I mean, look at this guy, Obama. I'm not pro-Obama against him. He let go the guys who are killing us from Guantanamo. He said, yeah, promise us you're not going to kill us. Look, sports fans, you locked me up since 2007. I'm coming after you.
Right.
I don't care what you say. I'm pissed off. And that anger is more powerful. You know what I mean? It's a very powerful way of fighting, as we all know. And America doesn't have that will to fight. That's unfortunate. Unfortunately, as I've been saying for years, terrorism's only going to increase. And the more we lose our will to fight back, or we're going to, let's fight fair when they use different sets of rules. And I'm not against them either. I'm just saying we can't win this way. So that was kind of the dilemma I got to in 1972 in Vietnam. I said, I can't keep killing people this way because it doesn't make sense. You know, either we kill or we don't kill. But to sit around and just play patty cakes and sit around the, you know, in the seventh, remember that in the 70s, they sat around the table in Paris or something discussing the end of the Vietnam War. They were laughing at us the whole time. And ISIS and those guys are laughing at us today. And then Obama stiffs Netanyahu, probably our last friend in that region, the Jews who can kick ass. You know, I've seen the Jews, they can fight. And with the 67 war, they came in 7 days, it was over.
Yeah.
But in America, all the bleeding heart liberals say, oh, you hurt people's feelings. You killed people. Holy mackerel. They never saw, or they don't ever see what I saw as a Marine. You know, when kids are coming just like they are today to kill you, if you don't kill those kids, you're dead too. You know, and people sit in their Starbucks coffee shop making decisions about a battlefield decision. I still remember in Vietnam in 1972, I was a pilot. I'm flying overhead, and I look down and I see these VC running with, they're carrying RPG, rocket propelled grenades, machine guns, and all this. And I say, I go up to DASC, if they ask permission to shoot them. I said, DASC, request fire mission. I said, wait one. They had to go from where I was at in Vietnam. They had to call Washington, D.C. to ask permission
for me to shoot them. Aiming at you.
Yeah, and I'm going, there's something wrong with this system here. Wait one, and then about 20 minutes later, they said, request denied. I said, it doesn't make any difference. They're already back in Laos. You know what I mean? I was like, it was so stupid. It was beyond stupid. And the other thing I saw was this little Viet Cong. This is the first time we ever saw it. He shot what's called a Strela, an SA-7. It's the heat-seeking rocket. So this guy puts this little rocket on his shoulder. He pulls the trigger. The guy doesn't even have to go to the shooting range. The reason is this rocket comes out of the tube and shot down my friend CH-53, the Jolly Green Giant. The guy didn't even have to aim the thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this thing went right up the tube, back end of this Jolly Green Giant, blew up. 63 guys were killed that day on that one aircraft. And I'm going, so I saw technology taking over warfare. In the meantime, I'm still calling Washington, D.C. to shoot the guy. I can't shoot. And meanwhile, they're hammering the heck out of us. So that's kind of what I mean by context. You know, I mean, those guys play by a different context. They don't play by the same set of rules. And my context was I had to ask permission to kill them. And I said, this is nuts. This is crazy. And so that's why 72, I kind of lost all hope. And I'm an academy graduate, former Marine. You know, Marines like to kill people. And I said, I'm over. My war is over. And I came home. So that's kind of why I went into real estate and all this, because it makes more sense to me, you know, than asking permission from Washington to shoot somebody.
Well, if you can endure that, real estate seems simple for sure.
Oh, yeah. Real estate's fun. Real estate's playing Monopoly. I mean, we got our butts kicked, but it's fun, right?
We definitely get our butts kicked occasionally in real estate. Well, and back to this idea of the spirit, right? I mean, when you have a cause, when you have a crusade, when you have something you can get behind, that's what gets you up in the morning and drives you, right? And yet the dampening of the spirit, when you have loss of enthusiasm, there's nothing that's more demeaning than that. Hardly anybody talks about the spirit. It's all, tell me what to do.
Yeah, exactly. The hot new movie is American Sniper. If you've seen it, you know, with that good-looking guy, Bradley Cooper. I mean, well, he had to put on 45 pounds for that show.
Right.
But I could have done that for him. But
anyway. Hey, you and me both, my friend.
But the lesson was, it was his mission, because the Navy SEAL, to protect his Marine friends.
Right.
And that was his mission. And I don't think the average person understands it. It wasn't about his life. It was about protecting his friend's life. And so when I came back from Vietnam, I had to find another mission or go crazy. Because when I went into the civilian world, the corporate America, I realized I was kind of fighting for the wrong side. You know, I go to work at Xerox and everybody's watching the clock till 5 o'clock. You know, and then they go and drink and they're chasing women around, which is fun, you know. But I'm going, what did I fight for? They're lying, cheating, stealing, you know. Most people didn't even know there was a Vietnam War on. You know, I mean, it was like something in the news. And so I had to find another mission, which is why the three, you know, all of us get together, is because our mission is to be educators. And the same thing happened in American Sniper, is that, you know, basically said, you better find another mission than killing. And his mission then became to helping his wounded comrades.
Yeah.
But as you know, the story of Chris Kyle is a true story. I still remember it before the movie, was the person he was helping killed him. Now, we know that happens in real life too.
Yeah.
We try and help people. We teach them. And they'll kill you. They'll stab you in the back. So that's why we, if not for mission to teach, we would not keep going on.
Well said, my friend. All right. Well, great stuff, and always good to get around to your big brain and talk about what's on your mind, and can't wait to read the new book. Have to dig into this one. And again, the new book's called Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. We'll get you back on the show when it's time to talk your spiritual life.
Thank you. And I've also made a video of this book, Second Chance, just because many people don't read, as you know. So I figured, why try and force them to read? Just give them, present it in the medium that they want it in.
Yeah.
So don't force them to eat broccoli. Give them pizza. So we put it into a video called The Man Who Could See the Future, because Second Chance is about the future. So stay tuned. I'll let you know about how you too can see the video, The Man Who Could See the Future.
All right. That's sometimes what we call this man, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be with the guys. I'll see you guys on the Real Estate Guys cruise. Always look forward to that. And that's a good context. If you want to get ahead in life, join the context called the cruise and hang out with people who are going the same direction you want to go.
There you go. You turn to the Real Estate Guys radio program. More when we come back. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
If you've been listening to the Real Estate Guys for a while, then you've heard about the legendary Investor Summit. Simply put, it's the highest level event we do, and the content, faculty, and attendees are amazing. If you're serious about taking your real estate investment to the next level, consider joining us. You'll spend an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals, and you'll have a blast. Join Peter Schiff, Ken McElroy, Tom Hopkins, and the Real Estate Guys for the 13th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. It all begins March 5th, 2015 in Miami, Florida. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more and reserve your spot. The event is more than 80% sold out, so make plans to join us. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and spend a week with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 13th Annual Investor Summit. Don't miss the boat.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini again with Georgia Residential Partners. Now, because of the overwhelming response we had from our last ad for the quad with owner financing, we're going to offer another deal with owner financing. That one went pretty quick, but we've got more. Here's the scoop. I've got four single-family detached houses that I'm selling as a package deal for $100,000. That's right, four houses in Atlanta, Georgia for $100,000. Now, these houses were built in the 1980s and 1990s. The total rent on these four houses is $2,250 a month. So that's over a 2% price-to-rent ratio. And again, here's the kicker. We will do owner financing on these properties if you're interested. The ROI on these is through the roof. If this is something you're interested in, email me today at ken@gainvesting.com. Again, ken@gainvesting.com.
Hello, this is Dave Leniger, co-founder of RE/MAX International.
You're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
And welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, the number one downloaded podcast on real estate investing. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Always great to have Robert Kiyosaki with us.
Absolutely. You know, anytime you can get a chance to spend time with a brilliant man, you do it. And, you know, it's funny because Robert has his fans, rabid fans,
yeah,
and he has his detractors, rabid detractors. And he's got a whole lot of people kind of in between. But I've got to say, I'm on the rabid fan side of things. Because, you know, you just have to respect a guy that spends so much of his time and effort trying to help people understand fairly complex situations. And the other thing that's going on right now is just realizing where we're at in the cycle. You know, the book Second Chance takes the best of Rich Dad and those basic principles, those timeless concepts, and marries it to what's going on right now in the world today. And the big thing that I've learned from Robert is that there's two sides of everything. There's the problem, there's the opportunity. You want to choose which side of the thing you're going to be on, right? And I've learned as an entrepreneur that I actually kind of get excited when I think there's going to be problems, but in anticipation of it, and that's what this is about, being ready when the problem comes so that you're in a position to take advantage of it. As I said at the top of the show, you know, I had some problems happened to me in the last downturn, and the opportunity was to learn, and the real opportunity to capitalize on the lessons is going to come in the next downturn. So instead of entering this now with a feeling of apprehension and fear, I actually have quite a bit of anticipation, and I'm looking forward to it because I think that taking what I learned in the last time, I'm going to be able to regain everything that I got set back and more going forward the next time it happens.
That is the essence of Second Chance. Now, Bob, you've had a chance to get into this book. You're not all the way through it. It's kind of a thick book, but what do you think so far?
Well, I've had it for 3 days, and I've been in a seminar for 3 days. So most of the time I spent reading it was on an airplane. You brought it to me. Robert signed it and sent it to me. You gave it to me the next day. We flew out. I read about 100 pages, and it's about a 350-page book. So I certainly can't tell you I know everything about it. But he's very clear about what the premise and purpose of the book is. He outlines that right at the beginning. Just looking at that for a second, Russ said, we can look at the problems and look at the opportunities. What's really clear, you can't worry about the opportunity till you absolutely understand the problem. So the nature of the problem has to be really clear before you can decide where to go. What I like about this book is that Robert's been very clear what the premise is, what the purpose is, where we're going with it. He starts by going back and looking at the history of how we got to the condition we're in. He also talks about what the condition we're in today is compared to what it used to be. Things aren't like they used to be. And if you delude yourself and think they are, then you won't have any chance of coping with what's coming. So you got to understand what's happened, what's going on today, and how do I protect myself in the future? The interesting thing about the name of the book, Second Chance, when Robert says second chance, he really means second chances, because we have more than one. It's multiple opportunities to go back and look at what happened and improve your lot as you go forward. So I've got a long ways to go. I can't tell you everything about the book, but it's direct, it's simple, it's absolutely understandable, and I think it's gold.
You know, he's talking about the future in the book as well, and one of the things he stood on our stage and said was it's really difficult to predict the future. Easy to predict the past, hard to predict the future, and he's out there on record a few times. You know, before the housing crisis and crunch, he was one of the guys sounding the alarm. In fact, there's a great video about this book you're going to be able to watch, and it includes a clip of him warning loud and clear on television about his concern about Lehman Brothers and the banks and all that stuff. And of course, the commentator, whose name you would recognize, couldn't really see that. And of course, it came to complete fruition. So not only that, he wrote the book Rich Dad's Prophecy. And in that book, he talked about the crash. But the crash he talked about, he told us the other day, is not the crash that just happened. That crash was the precursor, which he also talked about in Rich Dad's Prophecy. It's the same thing Peter Schiff is saying. Peter Schiff's book is about the real crash.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking that, Robert, because, you know, we have videos on our website of Peter there arguing with Art Laffer and some other talking heads back in the day that are literally mocking him for his position. And the video that you're referring to, and I'm going to dig that up and I'm going to post it into the broadcast blog for this episode. It's the same thing. It's Robert Kiyosaki there arguing with some CNN talking head explaining, and they're saying, well, yeah, but do you really think Lehman Brothers is going to go down? And then all of a sudden, all the, you know, yeah, Lehman Brothers went down. Exactly what these guys said. So, you know, this goes back to what I was talking about earlier. There were people out there that were saying what was happening and where, what the problem was and what was going to happen. And they were also saying what you could do about it, right? Both of those guys were. And the thing is, a lot of people chose not to listen. Nah, 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 don't want to hear it, you know, and then all of a sudden it happens. And then you can say, oh yeah, well, whatever. I just want to forget about that and just move forward. Well, you don't forget about the problem. I mean, one thing that's great about this book is there's a lot of charts and graphs that talk about patterns and what history does. History repeats itself. You know, Bob, you're 80 years old, right? I mean, I'm not going to disclose my age, but I'm not a young man. I've got 9 grandchildren, so go figure, right? And so even Robert, who's the youngster on the show right now.
Just okay, a kid, really.
We've all been around a bit. We've seen a few market cycles, some more than others, right, Bob? But if you're a young person out there and the real estate market you're in right now is the only real estate market you've ever seen, if the economic world we're in, if, you know, is the only economic world you've ever seen, if you don't remember when the U.S. was on the gold standard, if you don't remember when our coins were silver and not just zinc-plated tokens, if you don't remember when the U.S. wasn't the world's biggest debtor, but it was the world's biggest creditor, if you don't remember any of those things, then you may not have a broad enough perspective to understand the big macro cycles that are like the big ocean waves that the ship of your financial house is floating on, right? If to mix metaphors. But the point is you need to begin to understand those things because the past in many ways does predict the future. It doesn't always exactly repeat, but it often rhymes. And the point there is that when you begin to recognize some of these patterns, like just a chart pattern of the Dow Jones, when you look at that pattern and you see where it is historically, it seems just obvious if you knew nothing else, just by looking at the pattern, you would say the next logical thing would be a big downturn. That's what appears to be on the horizon. I'm not making a prediction. I'm just saying it's not outside the realm of thinking. And then you go back and you compare other charts and you look at other cycles and demographics. These are things that really do relate to you as a real estate investor. We've been trying to make that point on this show for the last 5 years. And I think based on the feedback we get from our listeners, people are beginning to get it and they're aware of where we're at in the cycle. But if you're a youngster, my point is this is the perfect book for you because you haven't lived what the things he talks about when he describes the past, but I can promise you this, there's a whole lot more future in your future than maybe some of us old guys, right? And you're going to have more business cycles you're going to have to deal with, multiple second chances coming your way. Be on the opportunity side of those problems.
You know, it could be a first chance. It doesn't have to be a second chance, right?
Robert also, in looking at the history, goes back to review the lessons that he got from Rich Dad, and he talks about his hero, Bucky Fuller. The book, in fact, is dedicated to Bucky Fuller. And it's interesting because Robert Kiyosaki's poor dad was a big fan of Fuller's, and yet they had totally different philosophies about things. Robert not only was a fan of Fuller's, Robert was a student of Fuller's, and he made that a crusade to get into those classes with Fuller. And Fuller was such an interesting guy. He was an absolutely brilliant guy. Technically, he was an architect. He was a futurist, and he was a historian, and he wrote several books published posthumously after he died, I think that was in 1983, that had a great effect upon Robert. Robert cites some of those and tells you what the significance of those is. So it's an interesting book in terms of the combination of ideas, but the important part is the conclusion. Where do you go from here?
Robert calls Bucky Fuller the man that could see the future, right? Because he looked forward. And of course, part of Robert's training in that is to be able to look in the future. And he's called it pretty right. Peter Schiff's called it pretty right. So you know what we decided to do? Let's get these two guys together. On the 13th annual Investor Summit at Sea, our first official announcement that Robert and Kim Kiyosaki are coming back. They're going to join us for the summit. Peter Schiff's going to be there. We're going to do a panel on the prediction of the future, and it's going to rock.
You know, I sat on the panel with Robert Kiyosaki and G. Edward Griffin talking about the Fed, and that was just a surreal experience for me. And now just to be able to see those two guys, because again, these are the two guys, right, that were out there that are on record with video that we're going to have on our website. You can see it where they're both warning about the crash that we just went through 5 years ago. And now these guys are both coming out going, yeah, but that wasn't the real crash. The real crash is yet to come. They're both saying exactly the same thing. So I don't know about you, but you know, when you get two guys that are on record as saying something's going to happen, and then it happens, and for the reasons they said it was going to happen, and then they come back and they go, yes, but there's something even bigger coming. I think that's worth paying attention to. And you know, if you have any amount of money out there invested in any financial market, and you would like to try to find out what these two brilliant guys are thinking, I can't imagine a better investment than making yourself a fly on the wall in that room. But it gets even better than that. You can raise your hand and ask a question. You can actually interact with these guys and say, well, what about this and what about that? Because what do we have on the some 150 people maybe? I mean, it's not like you're in a crowd, and it's certainly not like you're watching them on TV. You are right there in the room with them, listening to them go back and forth, and you can put up your hand and ask a question. I know my hand's going to be up, and I'm going to be reading these books and revisiting a lot of their teachings before I get on that ship. So when I'm there, I am ready to find out how what they have to say affects me and my portfolio, my family's future. And I would really encourage you to be a part of that process.
Absolutely. And don't get the picture wrong here. It's not all gloom and doom. Yes, many people think that the U.S. and the world are headed for another economic collapse. That's not news to anybody. And yet at the same time, investing in real assets is one of the greatest ways to get through that difficult time. You don't need to be scared. You need to be prepared. And these gentlemen are going to tell you how to do that.
People have made a ton of money in real estate the last 5 years. People have made a ton of money in the stock market the last 5 years. I mean, the fact is that when the stock market went from 12 to 6, and now it's gone from 6 to 18, people made a ton of money.
Sure.
And you have to ask yourself, is it going to go from 18 to 36? There are some people saying that's going to happen. But could it go from 18 to 9? It could. Well, you got to decide what you think is most likely and position yourself accordingly. Ditto for real estate. Is real estate going to keep running up, or is real estate going to crash? You say, oh, I don't want real estate to crash. You do if you're a buyer. You do if you're in a position to take advantage of the sale. Now, if you think the world is going to come to an end and it's just going to be Mad Max and everybody scavenging for food, we're not talking about that kind of a collapse. We're talking about a major financial disruption. The Soviet Union had a collapse, but those people are still there. Those buildings are still there, and people came out of that and made money. In history shows us, country after country, time after time, economic cycle after economic cycle, there are ups and there are downs and there are winners and losers. And the difference is financial education, networking, and the willingness to take action when everybody else is sitting on their hands running scared.
The reason we get along so well with Robert is we both believe in financial education and taking a long view, and are super excited to have he and Kim come back. I will tell you, they weren't able to quite get their schedule together to get on the ship when we do, so they're going to join us mid-cruise, but they're going to hang out with us, and they've got some great stuff planned. Kim Kiyosaki is going to do a breakout session for just the women. She's awesome at that. It's going to be a fun time. We only have a few cabins remaining, and we leave on the 6th of March. So if you're serious about coming on the Investor Summit at Sea, last call, go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on Summit to get all the details. Hey, a huge thanks to Robert Kiyosaki, not only for today's interview, but for showing up at the Secrets of Successful Syndication. Next week on the program, Rich Dad Advisor and CPA Tom Wheelwright will be our guest. There are some critical new changes to the tax law that real estate investors need to know. We'll talk about those next week. Until then, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life. Powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and Rich Dad Advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.